Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 16, 2019 to September 20, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 16, here were the news. New fund gets nod from Liechtenstein regulator for token offerings. HTC's blockchain phone now supports Bitcoin Cash. Binance CEO, Bitcoin futures platform SAFU after attack false alarm. Facebook's David Marcus responds to critics over Libra threat. Share of SegWit spending Bitcoin transactions now over 50%. $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction is now conservative, says Tim Draper. Deutsche Bank joins JP Morgan's crypto payments network. OKEX Korea drops 5 privacy coins citing FATF rules. US sanctions 3 alleged crypto hacking groups from North Korea. Global central banks to question Facebook led Libra over financial risks. Bitcoin mining power hits new high as 500,000 new ASICs go online. Bitcoin is a hedge against Gov fiscal irresponsibility analyst. Bitcoin's record hash rate may hint at price gains to come. Harbor tokenizes real estate funds worth $100 million on Ethereum. On September 17, here were the news. AssetBlock launches tokenized property trading on Algorand blockchain. CFTC taps Coinbase lawyer to head division overseeing Bitcoin futures. Binance makes strategic investment in Chinese crypto media firm. Lithuania, Narvesen stores and Lithuanian press kiosks to sell BTC. BIS paper makes case for embedded regulation in blockchain markets. Blackstone CEO, blockchain is good but odd for creating money. Ex-CFTC chair crypto dad Giancarlo joins Digital Chamber Trade Group. Will Bitcoin's price rally after Federal Reserve rate cut? Wells Fargo to pilot dollar-linked stablecoin for internal settlement. Coinbase-backed Consensus alum aims to build GitHub for Web3. Bitcoin trading, 7 tips to detach your emotions from your portfolio. Hedera Hashgraph, touted as high-speed blockchain alternative, now live. The first year-long ICO for EOS raised $4 billion. The second? Just $2.8 million. On September 18, here were the news. Messaging app Line's crypto exchange goes live for 80 million users in Japan. Ether, XRP rise to one-month highs while Bitcoin falls. Craig Wright asks for 30-day extension to delay 500K Bitcoin payout. People with least knowledge most positive on crypto's future, Ing. These iAngels are bringing new heavyweights into Bitcoin investing. Craig Wright in discussions to settle multi-billion dollar court case. Crypto not competitive with gold, Barrick Gold exec. European Space Agency backs blockchain satellite project. Huobi expands crypto exchange to Argentina amid peso devaluation. New York among 13 states excluded as Binance, US opens for registrations. Overstock to restructure ex-CEO's crypto dividend to end lockup. Decentralized employment ecosystem Opolis to integrate MakerDAO's DAI cryptocurrency. Bitcoin may be building for move as price volatility nears 5-month low. Binance is pitching its stablecoin as a government-friendly Libra competitor. Germany passes national policy to explore blockchain but limit stablecoins. On September 19, here were the news. Ether just had its longest winning run since late May. SEC Chair Clayton, Bitcoin needs better regulation before major exchange listing. Bitcoin hash rate hits 102 quintillion in historic network milestone. Abra to add cash to crypto outlets at all Philippines 7-Elevens. North Korea plans Bitcoin-like cryptocurrency to sidestep sanctions. Arab Bank's Swiss arm is launching cryptocurrency services. Bank of America joins Marco Polo Blockchain Trade Network. Panda Crypto Malware Group has nabbed $100,000 in Monero since 2018. Binance to add fiat to crypto OTC trading in a month, co-founder says. Argentina's central bank to increase peso supply by 5% in 2 months. Bitcoin price dips to $9,600 as bear cross looms. Bitcoin Cash learns block size economics, Veer says BCH not restricted. On September 20, here were the news. First Singapore bank joins JP Morgan's blockchain payments initiative. Kyrgyzstan cuts off power to 45 crypto miners for overconsumption. Zap Dev, use Lightning Network to buy Bitcoin. Avoid Coinbase, BitPay. CME Group is launching Bitcoin options early in 2020. Genesis Trading acquires quant investment firm Ku Capital. Korean conglomerate CJ develops blockchain for music copyright. Verizon just won a patent to create virtual sims on a blockchain. Bitwise tells SEC, Bitcoin now a regulated market of significant size. Bitcoin's $780 price recovery makes Friday's close pivotal. CipherTrace Scout app takes crypto investigations mobile. Wells Fargo stablecoin faster, cheaper than Swift, says exec. Burns sells overstock stake to buy crypto and battle deep state. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.